Sakura Sunday had much to offer, from tea ceremonies and traditional Japanese foods to live performances and a children's scavenger hunt. Next to the Shofuso House, Taiko performance group Casual Fifth combined traditional drumming, song, and dance. Casual Fifth member Yuya Ishizuka translated for fellow member Shoyo Hori as she explained what Sakura festivals in Japan are like.
Yeah,
cherry blossom festivals like in Japan, it's like a family or a friend gathering. We set up picnic stations underneath the cherry blossom trees and we bring bento boxes or lunches, bring some sake maybe, and just have a good time with families and friends.
Noticeably absent from the cherry blossom festival were the cherry blossom blooms, which reached their peak last week. But during an opening ceremony, city officials announced 600 more cherry trees will be planted in the park and neighborhoods throughout Philadelphia. Parks and Rec Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell says the trees are part of the Philly Tree Plan, the city's first ever urban forestry plan.
It's a 10-year blueprint for what we need to do as a city to increase our tree canopy to impact the health and quality of life of Philadelphians.
Between food, music, and even a pet parade, Sakura Sunday, even without the cherry blossoms, was a cause for celebration. Sam Searles, WHYY News.